Everybody.
Oh, please. I dare you to do the whole show that way.
It physically hurts. I cannot do that.
It hurts to listen to.
Anyway.
That was
flake. That's we're off to a wonderful start here on TV on the radio. Here on BFF.fm. That was Radiohead with Fake Plastic Trees, because today we're talking about fake plastic bitch Elizabeth Holmes, the star of all of your media for 2019 so far.
Yeah, she's nailed every
There's format. A riveting podcast called The Dropout by ABC, and today we are talking about the HBO doc by Alex Gibney called The Inventor, Out for Blood in Silicon Valley. And we're just talking about the batshit crazy story of Elizabeth Holmes and Theranos today. So I feel like this is something that people are very, very invested in. And so we would love...
Millions of dollars.
Yeah, yeah, that too. And we would love to hear from you guys with your many, many thoughts about Theranos and Elizabeth Holmes.
I apologize in advance because... I listened to the podcast and obviously watched the documentary, and I still am just sort of mystified. I just am not really sure what to think here.
It's a really, I know we say this every single week, but does this everything, bitch. This bitch, but also does everything directly tie back to the shit show that is the decline of America/Carcosa, like yeah. Just the fact that Theranos was a thing for 12 years, like we all should have known years before Donald Trump became a thing that the possibility was there.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think part of what I found interesting about this is Theranos was sold to people this idea of owning your own health information. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. It's sort of like that piggybacks with this, you know, this decline in trust in public institutions. Mm-hmm. You know, people want to be able to analyze their own blood sample instead of trusting a doctor or a hospital to do it. And the irony of instead of trusting, you know, our public institutions to give you health information, trusting this bitch.
Yeah.
to do it.
Yeah. For those of you, everybody knows. But anyway, Elizabeth Holmes founded this company, Theranos, when she was 19, after she dropped out of Stanford and her one semester of chemistry or whatever, and then decided that she was going to invent this machine that would analyze, run hundreds and hundreds of blood tests and give you these, with just a pinprick of blood, and give you all of these, like a basically like a growing picture of your health, which... By the way, you can also get if you have traditional blood tests done multiple times over the course of a year. It's just that most people don't. And I understand that this was supposed to be easier. It's just one prick of blood. That fascinated me. She talked a lot about her, like, incredible fear of needles.
Yeah, she described bloodletting as completely debilitating.
Yeah.
Wait, I don't know. Maybe I've never had blood taken, but I don't think it's completely debilitating. People, when they donate blood, they give like a pint of blood, right? Yeah, and get a fucking cookie afterwards. Yeah.
I actually did some research on this because I am fascinated by seeing blood flow out of my body. I've also been told that I am...
want it to be more difficult.
I just stick the leech right on me and let me see them spit it into
fill
a tube.
Bucket.
Yeah, just let me see them spit it right into a tube. I want that. But I have no fear of needles. So I did some research trying to be empathetic and to see...
You're that lady from Scotland who like has no anxiety or pain.
Yeah, it's very soothing for me. Up to 20% of the population have what can be considered a mild fear of needles. Mm-hmm. And then they say that as many as 10% have a debilitating fear of needles.
Okay.
So Elizabeth Holmes clearly has trypophania or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. But I just think it's fascinating that you would take something that is, I mean, I guess that's how all things come about, right? People are trying to make something better that affects them personally. But I'm just like, I am deathly afraid of snakes. So guys, just wait for like in Snakerator 2020. Like I have a great business idea. We're just going to kill snakes. That's my idea. Like this thing of this whole idea, I just feel like if she'd been forced to go on Shark Tank and talk it out a little bit instead of going straight to fucking George Shultz, like we could have been spared a lot of this.
Yeah, I mean, I go back and forth on it. Like I do think that she sold this idea by overstating a problem.
Yeah.
Exaggerating the barrier that is giving blood. But I guess, like, if it actually worked and you could just go to Walgreens and give a pinprick out of your finger, mm-hmm. that would, like, people would be more likely to get blood tests because you'd just be like, oh, I'm picking up some shampoo and mini eggs and might as well find out if I have cancer. You know? Yeah. If it really worked. But that's the thing. I mean, that's the big if. Because it didn't work and it was never going to work.
Yeah, well, I wonder about that because, I mean, at some point maybe it will work, right? I mean, that's Elizabeth Holmes. That's her takeaway from all of her depositions. The thing that really bugs me is this bitch just portrays herself as a complete victim who had a personal net worth of $4.5 billion mm-hmm. at one point, but portrays herself as a complete victim. And also clearly lies about the extent to which she knew that this was just bullshit that she was selling. But there's part of me that, like, A, respects the hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Men do this every fucking day. And this story is a fascinating indictment of who the gatekeepers are in America and what they need in order to do something. Like, none of these old rich fucking white men ever saw an audited financial from this company. They just continued to pump money into it because this robotic, deep-voiced, weird, conventionally attractive woman told them a story that made them feel good.
And yeah, that's something that the documentary didn't get into mm-hmm. as much. And I do want to read the book because I'm curious if it gets into this anymore. But mm-hmm. yeah, like the people who invested money, I wasn't like people kept saying she was so charming and convincing mm-hmm. and like people who work for the company said that, you know, they would be suspicious. And then after talking with Elizabeth, they would, you know, go back to being excited about what they were doing. I'm mystified by that. I don't see her charm at all. I find her voice terrifying. But then like people who invested millions and millions of dollars, like George Shultz, Henry Kissinger, these people don't have people of their own who are helping them vet their investment. Like there was nothing there except her charm, apparently. I don't understand how they're so fucking loose with their money, and I clearly am not spending enough time fucking hustling and lying to people because there's just money to be taken.
Yeah,
I'm gonna dye my hair blonde later this afternoon and start talking weird.
Listener Inger, thanks for listening and tweeting, just tweeted that apparently the physics don't work at that scale. There just isn't enough blood to do the test, which, yeah, sure, fine.
Yeah, and so this absolutely fucking bitch puts on a turtleneck and thinks that she's Steve Jobs, just like, you know, because he had an idea that a phone should be a certain size and just kept telling people, like, make it smaller. And so she thought she could do that with anything. Like, just make magic happen. She's obsessed with this machine being, like, the size of an HP LaserJet 4L printer also, which is just, like, everyone's like, you can't physically put all the equipment you need in this tiny machine. But I don't know. She just I guess that's another thing I'm fascinated by is just thinking that if you're born into a certain level of privilege, mm-hmm. do you just think that you can bend reality to your will? Just keep working hard. Like, I think that's the big Silicon Valley mentality. It's like, if you just keep putting more money and time and resources into something, you will make it happen.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's really, really fascinating about this story is that her credentials were, she drew a fucking time machine when she was 10 years old. She had one semester at Stanford or whatever it was. She had a patent, and her a grandfather had a wing of a hospital named after him, and then mm-hmm. some other relative owned Fleischmann's yeast.
Yeah,
like,
she had
in the distant
lots
fucking
of ties
past.
To my-
so you hear this, like, captain of industry, like, I can't remember whether it was George Shultz or fucking Henry Kissinger or someone, state that as, like, so she came by this honestly. Like, this kind of addled fucking doddering old fuck thinking that, like, because somebody in your, it's all about, these people are the gatekeepers. And if somebody, if a DeVos tells them like to invest in this, they're investing in that no matter what. And the thing that the other thing that the documentary didn't really get into, that I read an interesting article in the New Republic about, is the fact that Elizabeth Holmes came from money. Mm-hmm. She knew people with money, and she was legitimized by these people with money.
Right.
And that's all you need. Like, you and I can't just, I already have shitty blonde hair. Like, I could have run this hustle years ago. I could have just dropped my voice a few octaves and run this hustle. But it's that, like, echelon. You need to go to Stanford. You need to be friends right. with somebody whose dad is a fucking investor. You need to be, like, taken in by this, you know, Stanford professor who, after the female professor at Stanford, awesome. Had been like, this bitch just would not let it go. I told her it physically wouldn't work, and she just would not let it go. And so I introduced her to my male cohort,
yeah. who
then blew it up into this, like, house of smoke and mirrors. Like, this guy compared Elizabeth Holmes, this 19-year-old person who dropped out of college and had this idea, to fucking Archimedes. Like... Anyone listening to me right now with any level of imposter syndrome about anything in your life, you're doing fine. Okay. Yeah. Like, but it's also, the story is fascinating in that it explores like how these old dying men basically want to be sold the promise of something that isn't dying, basically.
Yeah.
But they want it from a young, attractive woman. But that young, attractive woman has to be fucking robotic and non-threatening enough that they still feel that they're...
Daddy.
Yeah, and that they're, like... It's weird because there's... For all the, like, accolades and applause that they are... The things they lauded about Elizabeth Holmes, like... None of this ever would have happened without them. And, mm-hmm. like, everybody knew that. They knew that. Like, they were also invested, even in the face of evidence that none of this was true or working or could possibly work.
Yeah, there was an element of, like, collective madness.
They were just all, like, we're just helping this little lady. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. But there's a whole thing, like, about... how she crafted this complete grifter personality. Like, she ripped off Steve Jobs' signature look. Like, she so just weird. Fucking...
The thing that appealed to so many people about her, I find so off-putting. I just don't, like, it's like, I feel like I'm taking crazy pills. The idea that someone would dress like Steve Jobs, so you're supposed to trust them.
Mm-hmm.
That weird fucking voice that people... I don't know if they're just retroactively trying to justify their stupidity, but people talked about how disarming her voice was. And I would be... I wouldn't spend 4 minutes in the same room with someone yeah. like that. I would be so terrified of
yeah.
her. It's just... I just am mystified.
Yeah, but it is really interesting about... There are so many facets of the story that are really fascinating. Amanda just tweeted at us and said, like, shout out to the one woman professor who was like, GTFOH.
Yeah, that woman was like, look, what do I have to do to get you out of my office?
Yeah, and I love that.
I'll put you in touch with anyone else.
So utterly relatable. She yeah. was like, this bitch was not going to stop. So I just introduced her to this guy who I knew would, like, absolutely fall for it. But there are so many fascinating elements, like the fact that, yeah, she just grifted, like literally stole Steve Jobs' look, wanted her equipment to look like an Apple, you know, product.
Mm-hmm.
There's the like virtue signaling of her being busy, like nobody,
her working
nobody,
23 hours yeah, a
like
day.
Nobody doubted that she was in the office first and left the office last. But literally, what the fuck was this bitch doing?
I don't
like
know.
It just blows up and the just, whole
like
myth.
Everyone talking about how, you know, she was so inspirational because she dropped out of Stanford after one semester. Do you know what I would get by dropping out of college after one semester? Fucking nothing. People would be like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. That is absolutely
the... I'm going to go around and start telling people like, hey, I dropped out of college.
Yeah.
What can I get?
Give me money. Yeah. But it's also just like the virtue signaling of busyness. And it just blows up the whole fucking corporate thing. Like,
it's so fucking capitalist.
23 hours a day of literally doing nothing. Like, she didn't manually do anything. Sure, she was posing for photos. And she was on the
walking
phone.
Walking around in a lab coat.
She was on the phone to General Mathis trying to get him to fucking, like, you know, forego, I don't know, FDA regulations.
Yeah, that guy got off way easy in the documentary, but that his relationship to her was... You sent, well, we should tweet that New Republic article you sent me.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Yeah, his... But that's the other thing. So... One of the things, this is a complete aside, but one of the things that I found so interesting is Henry Kissinger, noted war criminal, referred to the Theranos board meetings as war crimes, which is just so...
Game-recognized game.
Yeah, it's just so fucking, like, oh, these men
These
are,
people are beyond parody.
But these people are the people that, like, what is going to be Henry Kissinger's legacy? War criminal, right? But also... Like, where is the accountability for the fact that ultimately this company caused a scientist to take his own life who worked for Theranos?
And if they had their way, they would have been, like, testing people. Like, other people had to be the ones who said, like, no, we can't ship this machine to Afghanistan because it's not approved by the FDA. But if Elizabeth Holmes and General Mattis had their way, they would have been testing people, like, American
on the battlefield.
Soldiers in Afghanistan.
Exactly. Yeah.
And, it's just... I forget where I was going with that, but...
Yeah.
They would have killed more people if they had their druthers, but, you know... Whistleblowers had to step in and make sure that people weren't told, like, you don't have cancer.
Yeah.
You don't have syphilis.
Yeah. That's another really fascinating thing about this whole thing is it exposes the cost of being a fucking whistleblower and who can afford to do that. Tyler Shultz, George Shultz's grandson, who was disbelieved by his own fucking, like, doddering grandfather who tried to get him to sign an NDA in the face of... Like, yeah, just the collective delusion about these people wanting to buy into this idea for some reason. Mm-hmm. I think it's all to do with, like, they're all declining.
They don't want to die.
Old, rich white men who don't want to die and leave their money. Yeah, but it's also just, like, there's part of me that's like, men do this shit every day. Why should Elizabeth Holmes be held more accountable than that? Than any of these men. Like, why? And she should, because she's clearly a fucking delusional monster. I mean, the thing that really bugs me is her playing the victim, which seems to be, you know, her whole thing. The latest news is that Elizabeth Holmes is engaged, which people are...
Congrats.
But also, like, shitty fucking men get engaged and married every day. Like, who gives a shit? Like...
Yeah.
So she shouldn't get married? Like, she probably shouldn't, but, like, I don't know. It's just the whole thing about...
Yeah, I would listen to a podcast about whoever it is that she's engaged to.
A 27-year-old hotelier.
A hotelier! Wonderful.
Inger also says that Theranos was paying for her $25,000 a month personal PR team. And never been clear to... Inger, why soldiers being evacuated needed to get routine blood tests when they've just been shot or blown up by a bomb. Yeah, it is kind of like, oh, here's a, you know.
There's probably a very dark answer to that question, and I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. But anyway, I just, God, there are so many facets to this story that are really, really amazing. And it's mystifying to me how... Capitalism is still a thing. it's because of these rich, old, shitty gatekeepers.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in a lot of situations, if you have a product that's total bullshit, if the stakes are lower, you know, you're not testing people's health matters. Mm-hmm. If it's just whatever, like a device, an app that's never going to work, or a fucking party in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
I guess that was, you know, that blew up. But, you know, you invest money, you employ people. There's like all this R&D going on. It's an industry in itself. Even I mean, I could be way off on this. Even if nothing, if it totally fails, you know,
mm-hmm.
money flowed in and out. People got paid.
Yeah.
Whatever. I'm sure.
Private jets were used.
Excuse me. Yeah. I'm sure that happens all the time mm-hmm. and things fail. And there's probably a ton of bullshitting going on. But, you know, in the end, no one died. So whatever. On to the next thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is, you know, the lying was extensive. Yeah. And then it turns out, you know, you could have killed someone.
But also nobody. This is probably a bad take that I will regret, but also none of these rich people had any true fucking impact from this. Like, yes, maybe they had to give up a yacht or whatever, but like,
yeah, I don't feel sorry for the Walton family or
crime.
I guess I'm also fascinated by the fact that Walgreens decided to roll this out.
Mm-hmm.
They were deceived, and yet they are a huge company. Why didn't they demand more information mm-hmm. before? And again, I think it was the New Republic article you sent me said that there is like an email somewhere where someone at Walgreens is like, well, we would rather be wrong.
CVS having this 6 months from
exactly.
now.
Exactly. And so if they get it right and CVS is the one that gets it, then we're fucked. But that's a big, big wrong.
Yeah. I also think, and again, this could be the way fucking wrong take, but do you think, so now we're in a moment where we're like revising things that happened 30 years ago. Like there have been nuanced looks at the Lewinsky scandal. Mm-hmm. There have been like nuanced looks at you know, we saw Lorena, things like that being told from the perspective of the woman. Do you think that 30 years from now, I don't know, if somehow this type of technology leads to something else, which is what Elizabeth Holmes, what her claim has always been, right? Yeah, but her claim has always been like, I thought we could get there. And everyone else is like, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah.
We told you over and over and over again that we couldn't get there. But like, I don't know, they probably said that about the Telegram. I don't know, like whatever.
Yeah, I mean, they did things draw the change, comparison right? to Edison, who lied for 4 years yes. about the incandescent light bulb working. Yeah. And the whole time he was trying to get it to work. And finally, as he was about to run out of money, he got it to work.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know. I could imagine a world in which a look back at the work that came out of Theranos led to something.
Mm-hmm.
I would hope that we wouldn't lose sight of the complete, like, unambiguous deception that was also happening at the same time.
I don't know. Inger said this kind of thing happens with software all the time, but there's just less fallout because no one is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's not like health related, obviously it's probably lower stakes. But I don't know, man. This bitch. It's just, it's really just this fascinating story, and like her personal transformation is one of the more fascinating aspects of it.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a little bit about how she dropped her voice to a register that was truly terrifying and
I just
hard to listen
so
to.
I'm so mystified by that.
And the fact that anyone could believe that that was her natural speaking voice mm-hmm. seemed really, really crazy to me. But again, it's interesting that it gave her enough gravitas to get in rooms and be listened to. I don't know, maybe it'll all come out that there's a fucking hypnotic tone that she hit on just perfectly and like she hypnotized all these old fucks instead of actually like her story being
a lot of
good.
People also talked about how she doesn't blink, which
that is the terrifying
that could also be part of hypnosis.
That is the really, really terrifying part of it, is that she muted herself to such a degree that she seemed really, really robotic, conventionally attractive,
mm-hmm.
sort of. But there's also a really fascinating article by, I can't think of her name. Amanda Mull did an article, which I'll also tweet out, as well as the New Republic article, about how Elizabeth Holmes, her tell was actually her shitty hair and her badly applied makeup. Because yeah. that was also the signifier. She compares Anna Delvey, the who said she was a German heiress, and Elizabeth Holmes, and talks about how their hair was their tell in each case. Mm-hmm. And Elizabeth Holmes crafted this, like, very kind of maybe, like, purposefully shitty, like, kind of disheveled mad scientist look, sort of, or just like, I'm so busy, I don't have time. Like, that's the story she gave.
I got kind of mixed messages from her appearance, because she did the Steve Jobs thing and mm-hmm. claimed it was like to eliminate this, you know, decision making process about mm-hmm. her wardrobe mm-hmm. to just wear the same thing every day, which I think that's, I find that an annoying affectation, but whatever. But then, like, she wore a lot of makeup, mm-hmm. and her hair was, you know, kind of a wreck, but she still clearly had to get it bleached all the time, because it was bleach blonde. Mm-hmm. So that's not no work put into her, mm-hmm. her thing. I'm not clear on what the takeaway is supposed to be from her personal appearance.
But you could, like, run a flat iron through it. Like, I don't
maybe
know.
She did that too much, and that's why it was deep fried.
I don't know. But I do think there's something to it about, like, what was effective enough to project an air of authority, but still right. female enough to get you the wink and the nod with, like, fucking Henry Kissinger, who, you know, she had to sit on his lap at some point. But
I'm also just mystified by the idea that someone like George Shultz, like, we're still supposed to listen. Like, I know that he has got a legacy. Mm-hmm. I literally don't know who George Shultz is, but
Secretary of everything.
Yeah. I understand he has cachet in mm-hmm. the past, but he is now 2,000 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't trust my grandma if she told me what to invest in. Like,
that's
my grandma's fucking awesome. But still, like, she doesn't know what's going on with that kind of shit.
Yeah.
She's too old.
Yeah. That is the thing about all of this. Like, these people are the gatekeepers. These people are the difference between what gets promoted and what doesn't. And yes, they're dinosaurs, and why is fucking,
don't trust them on technology. They don't know how to use an iPhone.
But also, like, why is it, like, okay, once you were, I don't know, a Secretary of State or whatever the fuck you were, and, like, you were an important titan of industry or whatever, like, that's not in perpetuity, you know? Like,
you know, George Shultz has a VCR at home that's just blinking 12, 12, 12.
You decline as you age. Just, like, let it go. And these people just won't. They won't. They can't. And, yeah, Elizabeth Holmes was there to, I don't know, rub their backs and feed them applesauce and cash their checks.
So gross.
Speaking of gross, we haven't talked about the fact that Eagle One and Eagle Two.
Oh my God!
Were deeply, deeply involved. Her, her investor, Sunny Balwani, who, mm-hmm. yet again,
babe.
Yeah. So it's the same thing about, like, the cachet you get from being a Stanford dropout. Clearly not the same as being, like, a Las Positas College dropout. Like, but also Sunny Balwani, widely regarded, according to the podcast and the documentary, as a very, very hard worker,
mm-hmm.
maybe not, like, genius level, got lucky and, like, sold a business for scads of money, then invested in Theranos while also personally investing in Elizabeth Holmes. And they did not disclose the fact that they were in a romantic relationship for multiple years.
It probably wasn't that romantic.
Yeah, that's true. But then they broke up. He's indicted or whatever. Yeah. And he's like, no, I wasn't duped. No, I mean, I really believed in her vision. I feel like, you know, yeah. I just, all these people are dumb is my point. They're all so fucking dumb. And also, let's talk briefly about the fact that everybody, ex-Theranos employees, Erica Chung, who was one of the whistleblowers, mm-hmm. Tyler Shultz, who was the other, they both still say, like, I really believed in her vision. Like, I would talk to her and she would make me feel better about what we mm-hmm. were doing and blah, blah, blah. Like, great. I have a vision for, like, no snakes 2020, like yeah. I said, but like,
can I just start a company that's yeah. called like World Peace Corp and like yeah. we just have a bunch of people in lab coats that are working on world peace? Yeah. That's a fucking inspiring message, is not slaughtering people anymore. How do I get $4 billion out of that?
Yeah, so that's the thing. There's like, they all still say that they like buy into revision, they do whatever. But nobody wants to say, and this is definitely gendered, nobody wants to say that she was a fucking hustling bitch who mm-hmm. wanted money. And that's all she wanted. She wanted money. She maybe wanted cachet. But I really think what she wanted was money. And
so
she
you think
attained,
that she didn't really buy into her own nonsense?
No, of course. I think she did initially. And then it sort of, it does become this, like, too big to fail thing. Yeah. And so, and that was one of the other things, is people are like, she just, like, she had a, she wouldn't let go of control over anything. Of course you wouldn't, because you know that it's all bullshit. And mm-hmm. you're like, I have to fucking, like, stay on top of this. That's why yeah. I have to put tracking software in my fucking receptionist, like, emails.
Oh,
just
yeah.
to make sure that, like,
they
she's
were,
not
employees
saying anything.
Were being keystroked, meaning, like, everything they did was being recorded. Everything you type is being recorded. And people said that, like, they would send emails to people in the company, and Sunny Balwani, who was not copied on the yeah. email, would respond to
yeah.
them, which, creepy.
Yeah, super creepy. But of course you're going to keep this insanely tight, try to hold on to control to keep it all together. Mm-hmm. And at that point, it's not because you believe in your vision anymore. It's because you're enjoying your fucking private jet. You're yeah. enjoying your seven security details. You're enjoying letting your dog, who you call a wolf,
that
shit all
know.
Over a fucking laboratory. Like,
the
nobody
dog was in the laboratory.
Nobody raised a fucking red flag that, like, your dog can come to the lab, like, while we're working with
was
these,
that in
like,
the podcast?
Blood.
Was that in the documentary?
No, that wasn't actually. Okay. That's that.
I didn't know that.
That was in an article I read about the, like, last few months where she was clanging
yeah, yeah.
about in her basically empty, like, lab. But that's,
is that in Vanity Fair?
I think so. I but that's that. That's essentially just like willfully disregarding. Like, she can say she still believed it and believe that they would get there and all that. But like, at a certain point, when you know that it's not, I mean,
when you know enough that you are defrauding people by yeah. saying you're testing blood in your device and you are actually sending it to a third party to get it tested.
You're sending,
like yeah. that, you know that you're doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Your shit's
yeah.
not working. You're and, hiring other people to do your job.
Yeah. And that's the thing. Like you said, like World Peace Inc. should absolutely be funded. That's a much more worthwhile cause. But yeah. Also, I'm not saying like, oh yeah, no, there's world peace over here. And like, I don't know, sending fucking soldiers to utopia. I don't know what I've kind of lost the run of that metaphor. Let's go.
No, we're still working on it.
Yeah, let's go to, but if anyone would like to invest in World Peace Inc., we will have a PayPal link at the end of the show. We'd love to have your money. All right, let's go to another song, and then when we come back, we'll talk more about Elizabeth Theranos. Holmes, not Theranos.
Oh yes, I'm the pretending I'm doing well. My need is such, I pretend too much. I'm lonely, but no one can tell. Oh yes, I'm the great pretender. I seem to be one. like a crown. Pretend that you're still around.
Welcome back to TV on the Radio here on BFF.fm. That was the one, the only, Freddie Mercury. R.I.P. Sorry about what they did to your ghost in Bohemian Rhapsody. or your memory. Not your ghost, I guess. Nothing happened to the ghost, guys.
That would be a spoiler. Movie.
Spoiler. Nothing happened to Freddie Mercury's ghost in Bohemian Rhapsody. Yeah, so before the break, we were talking about the Alex Gibney documentary, The Inventor Out for Blood in Silicon Valley. And one of the things I was saying that I derailed myself on is the fact that I also find it fascinating that even in the face of proof that this was all an elaborate hoax at a certain point, like it just wasn't going to fucking happen, all these people were still like, Elizabeth Holmes still is not really talked about in the like way that Bernie Madoff is,
right?
Like, as this like greedy, like evil person who was just out as a grifter. And I do think that that's gendered. And I think, I don't know obviously what her motivation is. I do think at some point she believed that she was going to change healthcare as we know it. But then, yeah, she definitely was either willfully, yeah, like you said, she knew that she was lying to people and continued,
you're right. It's
kept up the lie.
It is gendered, but I also do think, like, I personally trust women more than I trust men. I think men are more capable of just being straight sociopaths.
Yeah.
I could be wrong on that, but I am, like, more likely to trust a woman and think that she has, you
pure
know, true intentions.
So,
yeah. I don't know what my point is.
I don't know. I just, I think it's really interesting that nobody is like, she was just straight up a grifter.
Right.
Like, people,
it's harder to
believe
that a woman is a sociopathic like, monster.
Even when she doesn't blink and walks like
even
that.
Even when she gives you all the evidence that she definitely is a sociopath.
And I do think it's interesting. Like, if this, let me just come right out and say it. Men get away with this shit every fucking day. If Elizabeth Holmes doesn't see any repercussions from this other than she can't be CEO for the next 25 years of some company, I'm fine with that. I don't really give a fuck. I don't care about Elizabeth Holmes. I don't, you know,
I don't think the answer to everything is that people should go to jail more.
Yeah, you know? And I also,
I think people should go to jail less.
Yeah, and I don't want, my big fear is that Elizabeth Holmes can't be a CEO for 25 years, so now she's just going to be, I don't know, Secretary of Defense.
Exactly. Like, she's 100% going to join the Trump administration.
Yeah, she is definitely, definitely going to look for the next grift. I think she is a grifter, and I...
She'd be perfect for that. I can't believe it hasn't happened already.
Also think that, like, it's totally fucking fine if she doesn't necessarily have many consequences from her grift, because the thing that it just reiterates for me is like, everything's bullshit. Like, this $4.5 billion valuation. It's made up, guys. Yeah. It's bullshit. It's all nothing. Like, it's all nothing. The whole world is fucking Carcosa.
Yep.
And America is at the forefront of the decline of the world because we deserve to be.
Because we work the hardest on it.
Yeah, but also getting back to my point about, like, the cult of, there's obviously a cult of personality, but there's also, like, you worship that cult of busyness. Like, she literally was in the office 23 hours a day doing fucking nothing. Nothing. Like, there were people who were working in labs, actually moving things around, physically manipulating things. People were creating things. People were doing all sorts of things. She wasn't doing anything that added any value. And Elizabeth Holmes was worth $4.5 billion at one point. It's all bullshit.
Yep.
It's all bullshit. That's our show. Thanks. Thanks for listening. Amanda just tweeted at us that the engagement news included photos of her at Burning Man.
Oh, God. Can you imagine?
Of course it did. She's a disruptor, so of course she was at Burning Man.
Oh, can you imagine her in some, like, steampunk goggles or something?
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Fucking big ass old timey Victorian hat.
Yeah. Yes. That's what she's going to get married in. On the playa.
In a fucking, like, forest that she raises to build her wedding chapel.
Mm-hmm. And they are going to have Ja Rule officiate, and tickets are going to be $12,000 for the VIP experience to Elizabeth Holmes's wedding. Inger also said it's weird how overwhelmingly Republican her board was, and she said, are they just gullible? And I don't know, I'll let you be the judge of that, but they all got bilked out of a lot of money. Not enough to make a real fucking impact. Like, not enough for any of these people to go away, but yeah, it's really something, guys. Yeah. It's a whole microcosm of America right there in Silicon Valley. But yeah, the whole cult of busyness can just go away. I give everybody permission to take some fucking time off. You don't have to constantly be attached to, oh, I'm just responding to a work email. Like, that's bullshit.
Yeah, we worship work in this country, and it's disgusting.
It is.
I hate it.
It's truly disgusting. But if you guys want to come work for World Peace Inc., we are currently hiring.
Get in on the ground floor.
No experience necessary. And
just bring your willingness to work.
Very competitive options for what? What are our options? What are we going to offer? For employees of
the honor of working for
us? Exactly. I mean, you can get in on the ground floor and you can get stuck before we go pre-IPO, guys.
Can help change the world, disrupt
that too. Did you see also, like, the sheer balls on this bitch to stand up and say, like, just lie about
this bitch count.
Just lie about, like, there was some footage of her talking to employees about how she was on this call with, like, Mark Zuckerberg. And
oh, she was at lunch with the president of Brazil.
Yeah, that's right. Now, and like, the only thing he wanted to talk about. That was that's right. Yeah, the only thing she wanted to talk about was Theranos, basically. Or yeah. It was some, like,
she said the Google guys were there. The Uber guys, the Lyft guys. But she just wanted to talk about, you know, people owning their health information. Yeah, it was kind of awkward, you guys.
Yeah.
I was so awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. It's really something. Really something. But I don't know. Kudos. I'm like, kudos because I just.
Mad respect.
But ultimately, that is what it is. Like, her behavior was not feminine in ways that are coded as feminine. And yet it was feminine enough to bilk all these rich old white fuckers out of their money. And I gotta respect the hustle kind of with that. Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm just saying, 30 years from now, if you guys want us to direct the documentary with the, you know, rebuilding of her brand or whatever.
And we relitigate Elizabeth
when
Holmes.
We do actually come up with a patch that will, like, read your internal, I don't know what happened on Star Trek. And, I mean, where are my flying cars, guys? Where are my flying cars? Okay, so do you have anything else you want to say about?
No.
Okay. I have some questions for you, Jess.
Okay, I can't wait.
What two words are you going to combine to make your fake company sound like a legit concern?
Okay, stick with me on this
one. Okay.
This is real. I have long, like since the first .com era, I have dreamt of a milkshake delivery service.
Ooh.
Which started as a joke, right? Because, you know, you can't, milkshakes melt, so you, an instantaneous delivery service. Pie in the sky.
Let's get some I feel like we're getting going
closer than ever to achieving this dream, and I think it's going to be real that, you know, you could get have an app on your phone to get a milkshake delivered to you instantly. And in honor of two great dreamers, Martin Luther King Jr. and the singer, songwriter, dancer, businesswoman, philanthropist Shakira, who composed Pies Descalzos. Sueños Blancos.
Oh, sure, sure.
It's going to be named for them. MLK SHAK Milkshake.
I like it.
Yeah, so
I want to get in on the
line up
floor.
Investors can line up in an orderly fashion.
My milkshake brings all the carts to the yard. I like it.
How about you?
I want in on it. I already give it away. It's in Snakerator, guys. We're going to
You're going to get some pushback.
We're going to eradicate snakes in our lifetime.
All right. St. Patrick.
Yeah. And then, okay, so again, pie in the sky. We are not blonde or robotic enough to make any of this happen for ourselves, but, and we didn't drop out of Stanford.
I think with
at
your
19,
blondness and my roboticness, we can make it happen.
What rich old man are we going to, like, who's your major get? Like, who do you want to be?
Paul Manafort.
Yeah.
He's not busy right now.
Yeah, I want problematic toucher Joe Biden to champion my cause. And introduce us to the DeVos family. Mm-hmm. And then if any of you guys have seen the documentary or, I don't know, anything on Elizabeth Holmes, you'll know that the ubiquitous photo is a picture of her staring at a vial of blood.
Oh, my God. Do you think that one of her arms is more, like, shaped than the other from holding that blood vial like
it
that
was
so long?
The most fascinating part of the documentary was seeing them trying to get her to manipulate her hands in a way that looked like a human hand and not a claw.
Yeah.
But what is your I mean, obviously it's just got to be you and a straw, right?
Me and Martin Luther King and Shakira all drinking milkshakes together.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Wow, Jess. I mean, the marketing, it's really limitless. We got to make this happen.
Just trying to make the world a better place, you know.
Yeah. And then, as I said, she adopted a Siberian husky. She named him Balto.
Balto.
She named him Balto because Balto was
like a Disney movie,
a very
right?
good dog who carried a diphtheria virus all the way across Alaska.
I had no idea.
And saved millions of lives. So
good dog, Balto.
Elizabeth Holmes decided that her dog, Balto, would also save millions of lives by being associated with Theranos and pooping in the lab, I guess. But she tells people he's a wolf.
That's amazing.
Which is, again, demonstrably false, bitch. What are you going to tell people your dog Todd is when you're, you know, in your black turtleneck and people ask what kind of dog he is?
Well, you suggested Fox, but I don't,
he's,
I think
he's a good pass.
No one's going to believe that. They'll be like, oh, people will be a little suspicious. I think if you want to be seen as like a, you know, real visionary, you got to go with something even bigger, like a capybara or something, or a sphinx or a Pokemon. I think I would tell people he's a Pokemon, like a real Pokemon, for real Pokemon.
Yeah, and then that could be your second business, breeding for real Pokemon.
Yeah,
that's amazing. Yeah, I'm into it. I don't currently have a dog, so I don't know. But I would tell people I had a dog. That would be my trick. I would just walk around with one of those leashes, you know, that like
it's she has an invisible dog.
Yeah, you have to be very pure of heart to see my puppy. Yeah, that's what I'm gonna do. That's gonna be my person affectation. I'm gonna hold one of those like stiff ropes that has a leash at the end and walk around with that all the time. And say he's a service dog. Anytime I brazenly walk into a lab or a restaurant or anything. So Elizabeth Holmes adopted a fake voice that is such a low register that you really feel it in your diaphragm.
Only your invisible
more than
dog can hear
it. Yeah, more than hear her. What fake voice are you going to adopt, Jess?
I was thinking, like, is there anything more powerful than just refusing to speak at all? Like, just sit there silently until people come up with the answer you're looking for and then smile benevolently at them and then leave the room.
It's worked for the Dalai Lama all these years, so.
Wait, does he not speak?
No, he speaks.
Okay.
He speaks occasionally, but he also just stares benevolently at
it you. It worked for Osho, right?
That's right. That's right. That's right. And then
another
I'll
cool
be your
grifter.
Mom and Sheila.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I could really lean into that fucking role in my aging years.
Everyone needs a Mom on Sheila.
Yeah. Who is going to be your CEO inspiration? I mean, I guess they don't need to be a CEO. You could take inspiration from anyone in the world, really. It just needs to be
you mean
an
style-wise,
icon. Yeah, it just needs to be an icon.
I mean, obviously, the, you know, self-made billionaire best boss bitch, Kylie Jenner. Or wait, is it Kendall Jenner? I can't. Right. I don't know which one's which.
A Jenner. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good answer. That's really good. Because, yes, it's instantly recognized.
Or maybe Jessica Simpson, because I feel like being stupid and getting fat is like an attainable goal for me.
Yeah, sure. We can go with that. Which branch of the military are you going to have your milkshake delivery app in?
Coast Guard, baby. I'm going to be on a boat.
Nice. And it's going to be cold out there, so the milkshakes will stay cold.
Yeah.
Oh, even better. Yeah, because you can't really go to the desert. You can't be operation anything in the desert. Excellent. Elizabeth Holmes partnered with Walgreens basically on the strength of some secret fucking meetings with them and them being scared that CVS would, you know, beat them to the punch. What retailer are you going to give exclusive for your milkshake pop-up?
I'm gonna think bigger than that and go, I'm gonna like buy up tourist destinations and rebrand them.
Sure.
So I'll start with Ghirardelli Square, which is just gonna change to milkshake. And then the rest of Fisherman's Wharf, and then eventually Alcatraz will become my private residence.
That's amazing.
about you?
That's amazing. I think InSnakerator is going to be really big with, like, one of the major plumbing companies, you know, because you already use a snake and blah, blah, blah. It's already there.
Oh,
so they're like,
it,
I'll
it.
Get a plumbing snake and then I'll just, yeah, let's get rid of snakes.
I'm seeing the
my other connected. My other one was Good Vibrations because, you know, Adam and Eve, you know. Adam and Eve, snake, all that. Uh-huh. So they're anti-snake too.
I have to give it to this Theranos thing. It really has given us like freedom to not make any sense.
Yeah.
And I still think someone should invest in both these companies.
Who would you be having a secret relationship with at your company and would you make him president?
It would be one of my big investors, Ashton Kutcher.
Sure,
and
sure.
No, it would stay secret because that is shameful. He would not even be allowed to operate the roll-down door at the lab.
Yeah, that's my thing, too. I'm like, if you are going to hire your secret investor lover, you just make him the secretary. Like, like
stall him
janitor, like the most menial job that they could possibly do. All right, well, we've ragged on Elizabeth Holmes long enough. But please do stay tuned to BFF.fm. Indie Rock Girl Radio is coming up next, and we'll be back next week with more TV on the radio. We are going to end with another classic, This Bitch, and we'll see you guys next week.
Bad blood, you know it used to be mad love, so take a look what you've done, cause baby now we got bad blood, hey, now we got problems, and I don't think we can solve them. You made a really deep cut, and baby, now we got bad blood. Hey! Did you have to do this? I was thinking that you could be trusted. Did you have to ruin what was shining? Now it's all rusted. Did you have to hit me where I'm weak? Baby, I couldn't breathe and rub it in so deep, salt in the wound, like you're laughing right at me.